Welcome to Drill Down Earnings. We have the latest quarter from Tesla. First quarter results just out, and there's a lot to look at here. I'm Corey Johnson, the Chief Market Strategist for Futurum Group. Been looking at Tesla for a long time, and another really interesting quarter, another disappointing quarter. Wall Street just likes a beat or a miss, and this was a big miss, and yet the stock was up. So what's going on here? Well, the company talked a lot in a conference call about robots by the end of the year, autonomous cars really, really soon, low-cost cars really, really soon. The Model 3, it's worth remembering, their current low-cost car has a MSRP of over $40,000. So we want to dig into the business here. What do they actually do? Forget the miss and the beat. Forget the promises and the deadlines, which it's worth noting Tesla rarely, well, not even rarely, they never make their deadlines. So this is worth looking at what's really happened in the quarter. So for the quarter, we had $21.3 billion in revenues. That was down 8.7% on a year-over-year basis. It was also 6% below what Wall Street had expected, even though they knew the sales numbers were low in the quarter. EPS also 24% below what investors had hoped for, at least Wall Street analysts told them to expect. And profits 27% below what the analysts thought was going to happen. So when we dig deeper into the numbers, we look at what actually happened with the reported quarter. Growth just crashed for this company, 8.7% decline in sales. And it's not the growth company it used to be. When you're not a growth company, you're no longer a growth stock. Stocks don't go up all the time. Well, and look at the big businesses this is. Remember the big acquisition of SolarCity and the push into batteries and all the other the services business they were going to have and the leasing business? This is an auto sales business, 77% of the revenues coming from auto sales in the business. And indeed, that battery and solar business the company spent billions of dollars on, remember the lawsuits over that, remember Elon Musk is the largest shareholder, that thing is also hardly growing, growth down into the single digits for the battery and solar business, even as the auto sales are also struggling. And it's worth noting that auto sales for all EV makers are not struggling. The declines in the United States for the EV auto business are Tesla's declines. The rest of the business on a year-over-year basis, the rest of the auto industry, EV sales are still growing on a year-over-year basis, but not so from Tesla. And it's also worth noting that government payouts, which once were all of the profits for Tesla, right? The rebates that the company would get, the credits they would get for making electric vehicles, that's also down into the single digits for their earnings. So they've got some actual earnings now, but it used to be all the revenues for all the profits of the company, I should say, were because of government credits. That's no longer the case, making things tougher for Tesla now that that number's down to 2%. Well, how did the stock react to all this? Look, all the talk of a cheaper car soon, robots soon, that had the stock up today. Stock was up 13% in after-hours trading. And when even though for the year the stock is down 40% for the full year, for the calendar year down 40%, for the 12 months, I said in English, for the 12 months, it's down 12%, making some of that up in after hours. Now, layoffs are going to help the company get towards profitability, but are they going to help them because they're losing important people, significant people? Certainly these people are all significant to their mothers. To Elon Musk, not so much, saying that his former colleagues are not anything significant. And then talking about evolutionary biology. Yeah, that happened.
Yeah, we're not giving up anything that it's significant that I'm aware of. So we've had a long period of prosperity from 2019 to now. And, so if a company sort of organizationally is 5% wrong for a year, you know, that accumulates to 25-30% of inefficiency. We've made some corrections along the way, but it is time to reorganize the company for the next phase of growth. And you really need to reorganize it, just like a human. When we start off with one cell and kind of zygote and blastocyst, and you start growing arms and legs, and briefly you have a tail.
But you shed the tail.
You shed the tail, hopefully. And then you're a baby, and you have to be different. The organism, a company is kind of like, a creature growing. And if you don't reorganize it for different phases of growth, it will fail. You can't have the same organizational structure if you're, you know, 10 cells versus 100 versus a million versus a billion versus a trillion. You know, we're, humans are like around 35 trillion cells. Doesn't feel like it, feels like, you know, feel like one person, but you know, you're basically a walking cell colony of roughly 35 trillion, depending on your body mass, and about three times that number in bacteria. So anyway, you've got to reorganize the company for a new phase of growth, or it will fail to achieve that growth.
So maybe taking the long view has never been done in such a matter by any CEO, but then we've never had one like Elon Musk. All right, I'm going to give you a quick summary on these Tesla earnings. And one number, I think the most important number, tells you a whole lot right after this.
The Drill Down is brought to you by Futurum Group, where analysts, researchers, advisors, content creators, and marketing experts help business leaders anticipate and understand shifts in their industries and build strategies to leverage disruptive innovation. With deep analysis, Futurum Group's extensive industry experience delivers reliable research and data, thought leadership, and actionable advice to help you with your strategy and go-to-market efforts. Futurum Group.
Here's 1 minute, everything you want to know about Tesla earnings, the summary of all that matters here. Tesla's earnings growth has crashed. Negative growth, shrinkage, if you will, of 8.7%. I think that's the most important number here. We knew the numbers were going to be bad because we saw the vehicle sales were going to be weak. But really across the board, all of Tesla's business, especially auto sales, declining. Promises of great things to come, but nothing yet. You've been listening to Drill Down Earnings. We appreciate your time. Check me out on X, speaking of Elon Musk, at Corey TV. You can catch us on TikTok and on Instagram at Drill Down Pod, and robust earnings reports at Futurum Group on YouTube. Tell us what you think. Drill Down Earnings, part of 6-5 Media.